interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, I got to tell you about Wilbur, the cattle thief. He's not the brightest guy. Wilbur's going to do 50 years for cattle thievery. This is Texas we're talking about, Lee County, Texas. They don't take kind to that there. And Wilbur Jackson got himself convicted and sentenced on two counts of theft of livestock. There were reports of suspicious sales of cattle last year when Wilbur was bringing cattle to the Brenham County Livestock Auction. The cattle didn't have any identifying brands, but they did have both ear tips notched. And there's a ranch that reported a group of calves missing, and they said, yeah, we didn't brand them, but they had their ear tips notched. And you know who used to work at that ranch? That was Wilbur. Wilbur was an employee of the ranch there and apparently had been stealing some of the cattle. What's crazy, even crazier about this story here with Wilbur was after he was arrested, it was learned that he had been arrested once before for violating his probation on his 2016 theft of livestock charge.
Ah.
So this guy had done this before. I guess they didn't, look into his records or his past when they hired him at the cattle ranch. At least I would hope not.
Yeah, background check.
Well, you're not still stealing calves, are you? You're still not stealing cattle, are you? Oh, no. So 50 years for Wilbur for cattle thievery.
I got a couple guys that broke out of prison. In Newport News, Virginia, they went through the jail to do the head count on Monday night. And a couple guys are missing. They come up too short. A guy named John Garza, 37 years old, and Arlie Nemo, 43, are in the wind. Discovered missing from their cell during the routine head count. And they said the two dug through the wall using, quote, primitive made tools constructed from a toothbrush and a metal object. And then once they got through the wall, they found some untied rebar. And they said they used that rebar to bust through the outer wall, and then they're still inside the prison, inside the containment wall. So the two scaled the wall and got out. But they didn't make it far, John. Once you get that sweet taste of freedom and you're on the outside, you're probably thinking, where's the first place you want to go?
McDonald's.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Okay.
Need me some IHOP.
Or IHOP, yeah, I'd do that too.
7 miles down the road, and a couple hours later at 3 a.m. on Tuesday, some citizens called law enforcement and said, I think there's a couple of prisoners in here getting some flapjacks. And sure enough, the police said, we extend our gratitude to those good citizens that we said, if you see something, say something. And they did. There's a couple looked like prisoners in here eating pancakes.
What community is this?
Newport News, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, I lived out in that area. That's Waffle House country.
Well,
that was their mistake. What you need to do, you go to Waffle House. You will blend with everybody.
Right in.
Everybody looks like a criminal in the Waffle House at 3 a.m.
Well, there was a Waffle House down the street that referenced in this story, but they went IHOP.
You go to the Waffle House. In fact, they don't even. Yeah, everybody looks suspicious, and so nobody draws suspicion inside a Waffle House. Now let's deal with some suspicious 911 calls.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And here come the calls into the authorities out on Whidbey Island beginning Tuesday, January 24th, 7:52 p.m., McKinnon Drive. 911 caller says, hey, I think there's a dead guy in our basement. Monday, January 30th, 3:45 p.m., Mobius Loop. 911 caller says, I'd like to build a plexiglass tunnel between Whidbey and Camano Islands.
little one of those bank tubes.
Yeah.
Just shoot me right over there.
That's a good idea. Tuesday, January 31st, 3:23 a.m., Otis Street. 911 caller says, there's a pickup truck parked in front of my house, and it looks like the behavior of the occupants is not appropriate. Wednesday, February 1st, 9:56 a.m., Olympic View Drive. 911 caller says, I found a dog the size of a fox. It's the color of a fox, but it's not a fox. And finally, Wednesday, February 1st, 12:45 p.m., Sandberg Lane. 911 caller says, this community was created against my will. Also, I would like to talk to you about UFOs.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.